So it's your attitude to have towards these things. So if you have some memories, images, thoughts and memories, don't add negativity towards them. Leave them alone or play with them. Add some fun to them and then they disappear. Try and get rid of them and they stay. Could you give some guidance on thoughts on walking meditation? Done already. So this is not a meditation question. When a young person commits suicide, how can you console the parents who blame themselves? What can you say to them? Okay, a few years ago, it's a classic story I use. A few years ago, just before the end of the year examinations, a Sri Lankan boy, 17, sort of hung himself, and his young brother found him in the porch and was really, really upset. The whole family sort of were really devastated. They came to see me. When they left, they were perfectly at peace. I really sort of turned them around. It was really quite impressive. And the story I used was say, look, your son is about to do the end of the school exams, the year 12 exams. So how many subjects does he do? They didn't know where I was going with this, but they said five. How many papers, examinations in each one? He said about two in each. That's about 20, so about 10 papers. How many questions in each paper? Say there's like eight questions in each paper. That's 80 questions he has to answer for his end of year exams. Suppose he really messes up one question and does a stupid answer to one question. Does that mean that he can't go to university? Because the other 79 may be perfect answers. So just one bad answer doesn't mean you fail. He said that's what your son has just done. He stuffed up one question and committed suicide. What about all the other beautiful questions he's answered in his life? Why is it when someone does something bad, that's all we see? We see the suicide, that last moment of their life, and they did answer the question badly. But what about all the rest of the things they've done in life? They've done lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of good things. So just because you failed the last question doesn't mean you can't go to university. When I said that and they got the message, then they were really at peace. And even their son, the guy who found him, at the end of the rope, he wasn't talking at all, but he was laughing on the way home. It works. Just change your perception, different ways of looking at things. Because nobody's at fault. I don't know why we keep blaming ourselves. This is life. Dear Ajahn Brahm, this is a letter.